Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota for sponsoring today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Ryan. I am a product advisor here at Norrell Toyota. I've been here for 3 years now.
Yeah, yep. There we go. Yep. Okay, so first and foremost, I just heard that you guys are getting close to moving over to that new facility in the next probably like 3 to 4 weeks.
Something like that, yep.
How's that been going? How's that been going? Yeah, period.
I mean, we're all looking forward to it. I'm sure there was a lot of speed bumps. I'm sure Keith's had to deal with a thing or two along the way.
Yeah.
But we're all just kind of just waiting for the big reveal. I went in there a couple months ago. Took a bit of a look, but that was months ago. So for me,
that's
it's
right.
Going to be brand new. It was still quite early when I looked at it last. So I'm kind of just waiting till it's done, because I haven't been in there for a while.
Oh. Yep. See, I would be the exact opposite. I'd be nosy. I'd be checking on that regularly because it's literally right across the street. Yep. Oh, so you don't know what's going on.
I'm kind of just leaving them, letting them, do their thing, and then we'll get them there.
And so you will transition over to that building as well? Because I know some people will be staying here after the renos are being done.
Yeah, so this for over there is going to be mostly for sales, offices, things like that, as well as, if I'm not mistaken, for like oil changes, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
This will be primarily services, larger services.
That's right.
But this is going to be renovated as well. So this, I imagine it's going to be a transition period where we have people over there and people moving back here.
That's right. Nice. Yeah. So with yourself, summertime, Fort McMurray, what are you getting up to?
A little bit of everything. I'm just trying to go out and do whatever I can. Like, I'm kind of a homebody for myself. So my habit I've tried to get into is when people ask me to do something, like, hey, you want to go out and do this? I just try to say yes every time. That's my strategy.
Okay.
If I'm left to my own devices, I'm hanging out at home, I'm a, homebody kind of guy.
So have you ever seen that movie? I don't know what it's called. Sorry, somebody in the comment section get me. There's a movie with Jim Carrey where he says yes to everything for like...
Yes, man.
Is it Yes, Man?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes.
Okay. So I watched that movie a little while ago, and I'm not like you in regards to I'm not a homebody. I like to go out, but I do find myself getting into the same pattern of like, I'll go out and do the things that like I like to do.
Yep.
And since started filming this show, I get to meet with tons of different individuals who do tons of different things. So I saw that movie roughly at the same time I started doing this podcast. And it's something that like I try on a very regular basis. Because I don't know what it is. Like your brain, as soon as somebody asks you to do something different, you're like, nah, I'm good.
Yep.
Yeah, but then when you really think about it, you're like, whoa. Yeah. But maybe I would like to try that.
Lily, Richard got me into hunting over this last winter.
Okay.
So I've never gone, I'm not outdoorsy at all. I'm a computer guy. I play, I play guitar, things like that. Like I like to sit at home and do those kind of things.
Yeah.
But Richard got me into hunting through that because he had done it for a couple of years. I'm like, well, he's one of my best buds.
Right.
So I just said, yes, I'll go and do it. Totally out of my comfort zone.
No doubt.
Right. Once you get into it, I had a lot of fun.
So I've got so many questions for you because I am not an outdoorsy person either. I've never been hunting.
Mm-hmm.
So what time of year? Are you talking fall hunting
Fall.
In the fall.
Fall late,
see, I know nothing about hunting.
Late fall. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's getting cold.
And what were you going for?
Deer. Yeah.
Are you using a gun, using a bow and arrow? What are we talking about?
Rifles. We all have rifles, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you went through the process of getting your tags and everything, or did you just go to observe?
No, I mostly went along that time just to observe because I had everything that I needed to go out and like actually hunt, but I didn't have the tags.
Right.
So I went out mostly just to watch, see how it went.
Yeah.
Watch the whole process, you know, that
kind
of thing.
And so when you were hunting, were you guys going out day hunting? Were you spending the evening? Was it weekend? Like what kind of duration?
Just for the day, the time I went.
Okay.
I didn't go as much as the rest of them went. I kind of just went as almost a tourist.
That's right. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's how you should
do it. Hopefully next year I'll get into it a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it was nice just to get out of my comfort zone.
And how, like, how was it just being out, like, being quiet? Were you listening to, like, the strategy? Were they coaching? Like, what was that whole experience like? I'm fascinated because, like, you, like, I'm a fish out of water when it comes to this.
Richard would be more your man for that kind of
stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He would have been the one to tie stuff. But,
that's interesting. Wow. What video games do you play? PC games or what?
Right now, mostly on PlayStation, but I've been trying to break into the VR stuff because I got the VR headsets. I'm trying to try that out just for something new.
Which one do you got?
The PlayStation one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to do that a little bit, but I don't have much time for it these days, unfortunately. Like,
what's that like with the VR world? I haven't tried on VR in years now.
Yep.
So when you put that thing on, like,
it's fun, but it's a lot more tiring. So like, say if you're, you know, you say if you had a full day already or a full week already,
right?
It's easier just to put on a movie or something like that. But if you want something a little more engaging, a little more fun,
yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
But, yeah.
But at the same time, you're not going to do it after a long day.
That's right.
Things like that.
Yeah, I find the video. I've said it on the show a number of times. I stopped playing video games years and years and years ago.
Yep.
Because they were getting too good.
I've slowed down.
Yeah.
They take up a lot of time.
They're too good.
Yeah.
But I have this little guy now, so he's got his Nintendo Switch,
yep.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
And so, like, I'll watch him play, and then every once in a while I'll pick it up and I'll play with him.
Yep.
And like you said, like, it is tiring. So
kids have more time, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So every once in a while, like, the video games I do play is I have, like, one of those old school big screen televisions that's just, like, a square
in the
garage.
Yep.
And I have, like, the Nintendo 64 and the Super Nintendo set up to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'll say, Keegan, come play with Dad, and we'll go play, like, Bomberman or, like, Tetris or some old school stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I just find, like, when I'm playing that, I don't know if it's, like, muscle memory or the games are just a lot more basic. They don't take up that much energy.
Nope.
But that's then when he was just like, hey, Dad, come play, like, Kirby or some
new
thing with me. I'm like, all right, we'll play. And after, like, a half an hour, 45 minutes, I'm just like, kid, I need to take
a
break.
That's all I got, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Sammy likes to play this game. I don't know what it's called. It's a dancing game. I don't know what it's called.
It's even more tiring.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The video game landscape has definitely elevated dramatically. So I see people with the VR sets, and you can get on those treadmills too, where you can walk around, you get the gun going. I'm just like, this is nuts.
Yeah, video games aren't so lazy anymore.
No.
Like, they're getting a lot more active, a lot more engaging.
That's right. And what I like to see about the video games, and I was talking about this with a guest a few days ago, was the competitive gaming and how it's like the esports.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah.
And I'm just like, what an evolution, where parents used to be like, stop playing video games, it's wasting your time, there's no career in that, and now you have
now
kids.
People are getting rich on it.
Yep. Rich playing these games.
Sponsorships and stuff,
yep. Yeah, and it's amazing, like, because I always thought, like, video games, my brother is in the tech field, so, like, he turned his love of video games and computers into a career.
Mm-hmm.
And same with, like, both my parents are very, like, computer hardware based, so they always were cool with us playing around with it.
Mm-hmm.
But even as a kid, I was just like, some people are just better at certain games and certain strategies, you know?
Yep.
And I always thought when I was a kid, I was like, I wonder if you could make money doing this. Back in the day, you could be a video game tester.
Yep.
But it's cool that, like, the industry kind of figured it out, like, no.
Oh, yeah.
We can make this a sport just like a football or a basketball or a hockey.
There's an audience for it.
Yeah.
They just like to stay at home, so we need the internet to broadcast it.
That's right.
Yep.
And it's cool too, because, like, my little guy, he'll be playing his video games and then he'll be watching some of these esports. And it's kind of like when I was a kid and you used to see, like, Michael Jordan do a move.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, okay, I'm seeing it on TV. I'm going to try to replicate that.
Yep.
And now it's the same thing with the video games. Before, like, there was nowhere for you to see how to do a certain move or how to get
through.
Magazine.
Yeah.
And then you just, like, flip through and you try to figure it out. Mm-hmm. But now they can actually see it. So that just pushes and makes the sport evolve even more, when you can see something, oh, I didn't know that was possible. Now that I know it, I'm going to do it. what can I do on top of that?
Yep.
You know, and it just elevates
that sport
even more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very cool. There's one thing I've never brought up and talked to you about.
Yep.
Your beard. Mm-hmm. You got a sick beard.
Thank you. It's a bit of a mess right now, but we'll get there.
Yeah. So what is your process with your beard? Do you have like a guy that you go to, a barber shop here in town? Do you have products that you use to keep it looking good? Like, what's your beard regime?
Well, I always go to the same group.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the name of the barber is. I think it's just YMM Barber. It's in the Tamarack Village over by McDonald's.
And that yeah,
group.
Yeah.
They do a great job every time. They're really nice. They do a really good job.
Cool.
I need to go there soon, actually. My sister's getting married here in a week, so I got to clean up.
You got to clean up? Yep. Nice.
Yeah, other than that, just essentially lotions and stuff. Like, they call it beard butter, the stuff I use.
Yep.
It's oil and lotion mixed together. Keeps it soft, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nice.
That's it.
It's a thing. Like, when you have a beard, like, it's...
Oh, there's products you can buy. There's so much stuff.
That's right.
There's almost a culture to it.
That's right. Yep. And I think, like, you can get lost in it over the years. Like, I've tried a bunch of different things.
Me too.
Certain guys are, like, die hard about this, or you have to do that.
And
everybody's beard is different, so, like, do whatever you need. But, like, you got a solid one with, like, good growth, good mustache.
Yep.
So, and once you find a guy, you got to stick with that person who's trimming your beard, too.
That's why I'm kind of letting it get shaggy right now, because I'm like, well, I might as well get my money's worth out of the next trim I get. So I'm just letting it get a little bit shaggy.
Yeah.
Next week I'll clean it.
Yeah, for the wedding. Yep. Looking sharp.
Yep.
Cool. Well, before we continue, we're going to throw it to an ad. Carrie Patchouli Rose, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. That's who I use. Carrie makes this amazing beard product.
Mm-hmm.
Beard products, plural, not singular.
Okay.
And so I started using hers a few years ago, and it was a game changer. Because, my beard's a little longer, so, the waxes and stuff I don't really need anymore. Now it's more, the balms and the butters and things like that. So... with Noral, what's new and exciting going on in your section of the world here at Noral Toyota?
For Noral, mostly just the new dealership. I mean, that's the biggest news right now. We have
some
nice new vehicles coming out as well. We have the Grand Highlander coming out. Very excited for that.
Yeah.
The Tacoma's getting a revamp, so that's going to be really cool to see.
Right.
We're waiting to get, to see some of the vehicles that even came out last year. Like, the Crown came out last year. We've seen one
here. Yeah.
It's been very limited, right,
that's
so
right.
far. So we're hoping to see more of the Crown.
That's right. The Crown.
Yeah, the Toyota Crown.
Explain, please. I don't know what the Crown is.
It's like a sedan, but almost into a crossover. Has good, more ground clearance than a sedan. It's all-wheel drive. The features are very high-end. It's really, really nice on the interior.
Okay.
You'd have to check it out.
I'm going to have to check. I didn't even know this one existed.
Yeah, we've barely been able to get them. They've been really hard to get. Just any of these new additions have been very tough to get. That's been the trouble right now.
And I think that's across... the industry of automotives right now, everywhere you're going, you're struggling to get that vehicle,
especially the newer stuff.
That's right. But you guys have some beautiful ones here. This one that we're sitting in front of right now, and there's a few that are parked outside, so the vehicles are coming in.
They're starting, things are picking up, things are easing up overall. So we are looking forward to start seeing more things coming in and more variety and stuff like that.
There we go. Well, my man, that's the end of the show.
All right.
So before I cut you loose, so you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I don't know. I'm going to say shout out to all my friends and family. And thanks everybody for watching.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.